only to emphasize that the government of Uganda has a two-pronged approach in as far as the agricultural sector development is concerned. The first emphasis is on food security and increased income for the smallholder subsistence farmer. The idea being to transform the subsistence farmer from being subsistent peasants to being enterprise farmers while they are food secure. And here, the government feels that if a farmer can be food secure and be able to earn 20 million Uganda shillings and above, that should really be a set of points. The second emphasis is, while doing that, because you are dealing with the subsistence farmers who form over 80% of our population and basically rural, we should not forget to sustain efforts to enhance the commercial farming sector to boost their productivity so that we are able to actually maintain our exports to be able to secure funding that can support our national economy. And that means, in fact, we support commercial farming and enterprise farming. The emphasis, in other words, the approach to be able to achieve those two pillars of development is to basically make sure that in all the zones of Uganda, we should be able to have seeds, seedlings, and be able to provide those seeds and seedlings to all the farmers who need them, especially the improved seeds and seedlings. At the same time, we should be able to facilitate and assist farmers, especially the subsistence farmers, to be able to access the inputs. And we feel that means that you need to reconfigure the production system of the farmer, meaning that you've got to strengthen the extension service, which is supply-driven and which can actually assist the subsistence farmers to access the inputs. At the same time, it is important that in that arrangement where you're improving the production system using the extension service, you should be able to provide a framework through which value addition in the agricultural system is achieved. And this means you are producing, but at the same time, you are adding value at each point, including forming the farmers themselves in cooperatives so that they are able to access the inputs very well in a good framework. And at the same time, you are able to provide the marketing framework through which the farmers can sell their products, and that becomes a stimulant for production and productivity. And then, of course, there is the element that my colleague will be talking to a number of people, I think, this afternoon. That is the integration of non-state actors. Those are the non-government organizations, the community-based organizations, the private sector, and so on, because in the changing economy, it is important that these groups and organizations get integrated in the production and productivity system, because they are the drivers of knowledge, provision, and also the main line for the purchase, the processing, the marketing, and the production of agriculture itself. Therefore, the support to government and to these institutions, and to coordinate them very well to make sure that, in fact, they are in partnership, not only with the FAO, but also with the government and others, and among themselves, will be a very important element. And that really implies enhancing the private sector participation to boost agricultural production and productivity, as well as the food supply, the agricultural financing, as well as the produce marketing framework.